Rob Nicholson was out at Caulfield. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Nadia. It was quite pleasant out at Caulfield this morning, and the Melbourne Racing Club Foundation threw a bit of brekkie on, which was unexpected, but very warmly received by everyone there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights from stables, and we start off with Mick Price. What can we follow from his team coming up this week?
I certainly think Boom Chicka Boom's a horse looking in great order ahead of the weekend's racing at Pakenham. He's a colt who's been very good in his two career starts, with a second when he debuted and then came out last start and absolutely bloused his rivals, winning by 5.5 lengths. He'll go around on Saturday in the opening race, which is the, I believe it's the O'Connor 3-year-old benchmark 70 handicap over the 1,000 metres. Look, his work this morning was very, very impressive. He went over 800 in a very sharp time of 48 and a quarter and came home his last 400 in a strong 22 and three quarters, Nadia. So just going on how he worked this morning, I think he'll be very hard to beat as Mick's only runner on Saturday at Pakenham, and hopefully it's a winning one on what I saw this morning. Mick's also got a couple of runners on Friday night at Mooney Valley. Sweet Distraction will run at the Valley in the two-year-old filly, or two-year-old plate, and the filly makes her race debut. She worked quite stylish this morning over 600 metres in company and ran home her last 400 in 23.97 on the steeple grass, which was still relatively soft after the deluge we've had over the weekend, so it was pretty good work from Sweet Distraction. Tegrida and Epic Moment will both run Friday night for Mick. Tegrida resumes from a lengthy spell and was pretty good when it had its first preparation. And Epic Moment will also resume going around a little later in the night. They both prepared this morning over 800 metres running even time and looked to be in good order. Tegrida was impressive enough in its work, and Epic Moment certainly been ticking along quite well leading into the weekend. So for mine, I'd say, just going on what I saw this morning, Sweet Distraction might be a nice little bet in the two-year-old plate early on Friday night for Mick Price.
And what about for Henry Dwyer?
Henry Dwyer's got a couple of runners. Jay Sweet Tycoon's nominated for both Mooney Valley and Saturday at Pakenham. The filly stirred up and she worked pretty well this morning over 800 metres, got around in 53.5, which was fairly comfortable, and her last 400 in a very controlled 25.5 on the steeple grass, working well within itself, but hopefully can put it all together and run very nicely this, on the weekend. While Storms Are Brewing looks in great order for Pakenham on Saturday, the mare worked really strongly and ran on really well last start, 1,000 metres in a minute six, and wasn't asked to do much more for the last 400 metres than cruise home in 25.5. Was on the bridle throughout and looked good going around on the steeple grass this morning. Storms Are Brewing certainly was good running on last start and would be value, I would believe, going into Saturday at Pakenham.
And what about for Aaron Purcell? He's got a light weekend by the looks of it.
He does. I spoke to Dave Eustace this morning, who spent the last 2 days at the Test cricket. So I think they're just having a little bit of a lull before the Christmas chaos, as you would call it. The horses getting ready for the Christmas time and New Year with all the listed races and quality races going around then, and then heading into the two-year-old season. But Diamond Baroness will go around on Saturday and looking for an improved performance. She galloped over 1,000 metres in evens this morning on the steeple grass and came home her last 400 in a pretty solid time of 24.05. So I'd expect that with a little bit of luck on her day, she can go very well, Diamond Baroness, and I'd expect her to run quite nicely on the weekend, hopefully with that improved performance in mind.
And what's likely to line up for Robert Smurden?
Well, Robert Smurden is going to have a couple of runners on Friday night, and he also has Sadler's Lake going around to, or nominated to run around at Pakenham on Saturday. The gelding finalised his preparation over 1,200 metres in evens and came home in 24 and a quarter this morning. wasn't the greatest first up run for the stable, but hopefully a much improved effort will come on Saturday at Pakenham, and hoping his work this morning will put him in good stead for the weekend. Robert's certainly got some good gallopers. I'm not sure whether Daryl touched on, but Alaskan Sun, Messino, Balagano, Futurist, Mina Harker and Ponte Roma are all nominated to run at Moonee Valley on Friday night. Alaskan Sun and Messino went out to Moonee Valley yesterday morning, and they're going to go around on Friday night, with Alaskan Sun also nominated to run at Pakenham on Saturday, but probably preferring to go to Moonee Valley. They galloped on the course proper over 1,000 metres in a minute 5.02, and their last 400 in 25.61. And Balagano, who I was talking up as a good chance last week before the floods saw the horse scratched, and Futurist, they also worked at Moonee Valley. They galloped 800 metres with Balagano working in earmuffs. They really worked home nicely the last 100 metres, and I think Futurist just shaded it on the line, but they ran home their last 400 in 24.37 and was pretty good going from the pair. Mina Harker's a nice horse with Ponte Roma, and they worked strongly, just building really well into their work over 800 metres. They ran a time of 53.87 on the course proper and their last 400 in 24.83. So going on what Robert suggested, I think Alaskan Sun will do quite nicely. I also think Balagano and Mina Harker and Ponte Roma look to be the pick of his runners on the weekend, Friday night especially.
Who's likely to line up for John Sadler?
John Sadler, he's got La Renard and also Irino nominated to run on Friday night. La Renard will probably go over the 1,000 metres. It worked quite nicely preparing over 800 in 54.5 on the poly track, working within itself, and came home at its last 400 in a very comfortable 25 this morning. Irino may go around in the 9.55 metre race, and ran fairly nicely in a short, sharp gallop over 600 metres on the poly track this morning, and wasn't pushed too hard, but it was good work in 38.5, finishing on the bit, and John was pretty happy. Was one slight bit of good news he's received lately, and observationals, the other horse that was nominated to run over in WA in the Kingston Town Classic, but unfortunately, due to circumstances of his last run, he's been brought home and sent to the paddock for a freshen up, and hopefully he can come back in the autumn a much better horse than what he was able to show this prep.
And John Salinitri's got Nats the Boss, who's set to resume at Pakenham.
Yeah, Nats the Boss is a very underestimated horse, Nadia, an absolute model of consistency, and the geldings only finished outside the top three on one occasion from its last eight starts, when it ran fourth. So you can certainly do no worse than back him each way. You'll be very close to getting some sort of return on your investment. He worked very nicely over 1,000 metres in evens and quickened up the last 800 to run home in 50 seconds flat. His last 400 in 23.75. So he looks absolutely primed to resume in great order. He'll go around on Saturday at Pakenham, and I'd expect him to be very, very competitive once again. Luke Oliver runs Catoolan, I believe, and looks set to resume at Pakenham in the same race as Nats the Boss. Certainly a mare with plenty of ability, and she'll prepare over 800 metres tomorrow morning just to give her a last little hit out before she goes around on Saturday, and hopefully she can resume well. John Maloney was very confident about the chances of Dornier. He runs Dornier at Pakenham on Saturday. He prepared over 2,000 metres on the steeplegrass in evens this morning, and he steadily improved on his run home and ran home in 25 on the bit. He's been his form's been much maligned. If you look at his form, he hasn't been finishing that well, but on his last run, he really did run home reasonably well, gets blinkers on, and gets a senior jockey on board, and I'd expect a terrific run from Dornier. Liberty Song is another one for Johnny Maloney, who's going quite nicely, and he'll line up at Moonee Valley on Friday night. The four-year-old prepared on the poly track this morning over 800 metres in 52.8, and his last 424.14. So Liberty Song certainly hoping for a bit of luck and should run well. Aside from that, Nadia, I think that Brendan McCarthy's going to run Callum the Lad. Wasn't a bad run, finishing fifth when resuming last start. Looks in good order and worked within himself this morning over 1,000 metres in evens and quickened up his last 400 to run home in a pretty stylish 24.25, Nadia. So was good work from Callum the Lad. Andrew Noblett is another trainer hoping for a little bit of luck. Has a couple nominated that suggested that they may be a little bit far down the pecking order in Napoleon War, and she's going off in the nominations, but he will certainly run Super Hussy on Friday night. The horse went around 800 metres this morning in 51 seconds and came home its last 400 in 24, and it was pretty good work, and I'd expect a nice run from Super Hussy on Friday night for Andrew.
Okay, so who are the main ones, do you think, for the week?
I think the main ones for the week, Boom Chicka Boom was very, very impressive this morning, Nadia. I think it can run well. I think you'll see a very much improved run from Dornier with the senior jockey and the blinkers on. I think that another one that can run well was Storms Are Brewing for Henry Dwyer. And Matt's the Boss, I believe, will run very strongly for John Salonetri at Pakenham. Friday night at Moonee Valley, there's a plethora of chances from the Smurden stable. I think the Lyskin Son, Balagano, and Mina Harker can all run very well, and Ponte Roma might be one at each way odds. Aside from that, Nadia, I would be happy to have a little bit of a nibble on Arino, and finally Liberty Song at Moonee Valley on Friday night for Johnny Maloney.
Wonderful. Thanks, Rob. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Nadia.